From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House says it's putting Iran on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch and Tuesday's attack on a Saudi warship by Shiite rebels. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Recent Iranian actions involving a provocative ballistic missile launch and an attack against a Saudi naval vessel conducted by Iran-supported Houthi militants underscore what should have been clear to the international community all along about Iran's destabilizing behavior across the entire Middle East.
Trump administration officials said the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure on Tehran and assistance to Iran's adversaries. Iran says its ballistic missile test did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement with the U.S. and other world powers. Speaking in South Korea, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the United States will continue strengthening its relations with Seoul and stand up against North Korea.
Right now, we have to address the reality of the threat that your country and my country faces, and we intend to be shoulder to shoulder with you as we face this together.
Mattis' first trip overseas as Pentagon chief also includes a planned stop in Japan. The Zimbabwean preacher who led the anti-government protest last year was arrested Wednesday at the Harare airport after several months abroad. Yvonne Mawarire, who headed the hashtag This Flag social media protest movement against President Robert Mugabe, has reportedly been charged with subverting a constitutionally elected government. Why he returned has not been made clear. This is VOA News.